Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Four Quarters, Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. I am your host with the most, Coach Lee, that is me. And I might sound a little out of breath because I played a little hooky from work. Computers were down all day today, so I didn't have to clock in today over the computer. And since I didn't have to clock in, I went ahead and checked myself out 30 minutes early so that I can make it home and do this wonderful show that I do each and every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio, WFB continues, that is. For those who are in the chat room, hello, hello, hello. Those who are on the Ning board, hello, hello, hello. And like I said, if you want to sit down and talk or whatever, if you got something to say, got something to add or something to enlighten folks, please call on in 347-826-7278. Once again, that's 347-826-7278. And don't forget to push the pound button. Don't forget to push 1 pound. My bad. 1 pound. Like I said, I am rocking Four Quarters, and I'm actually moving, shaking, and baking right now. My daughter was nice of her to cut the computer on for me and get me up and running so that I wouldn't have to sit here and wait. So I'm trying to get up on the Ning board. I'm up on the Ning board, and I'm also going to try to get on the in the chat room real quick. I think I'm still a subscriber on here. I'm pretty sure I am. But anyway, hey, once again, you know, I come at you with some real topics. We talk about women's football. You know, I'm here to educate. I'm here to do what we do. You know, we halfway through the season. I got some great topics tonight. But first, you know what? I always got to do what I got to do. I got to acknowledge those sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Because without them, there will be no me. And without me, there will be no show. So anyway, you know, this show is brought to you by Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because it will pick you up. And also, Rogers Athletic Company, the official equipment company of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, you know, where the good gets better. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm plugging it. I'm plugging and I'm plugging it. And I'm pretty sure you guys are. When is the Camp and Conference? The Camp and Conference is January 6th through the 9th, 2011. There is special tickets or hold your spot tickets available. Just go to womensfootballcamp.com and go ahead and hit the button and booyah, you are in. You are in. You are in. Like I said, I usually have four quarters for those who are just listening to me for the first time. We usually break it down into four 15-minute segments. talking about different topics and everything. But sometimes, hey, we get on the roll, and I get phone calls, and I get coaches calling in, and, you know, we just start talking, and I get players, and we just start talking, and sometimes I got to tell BJ, hey, hit another 15 minutes, hit another 30 minutes, or whatever, 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 and you know what? I'll be there. You know, we'll make it last. And then I'm at home, too, so, oh, wow, you know I can talk all day now. So, anyway, let's go ahead and start this off like we always do with the kickoff. And it's a deep kick. Oh, yeah, it is a deep kick. And you know my strategy on that. We kick it deep, make that offense start deep in their own territory, and we definitely make sure that they don't get any yards across the 20-yard line. And actually, in this past game we just played against Utah Blitz, I thought that our kickoff team did a hell of a job with Trisha, you know, with Trish kicking the ball. So, you know, hey, we got a big foot kicker. She's healthy. She can kick 45-yard field goals, 40-yard field goals with her left foot, and now her right foot is healthy. Now we're kicking there. Well, actually, her left foot being healthy. She has sprung her ankle and couldn't, you know, plant off that foot. But anyway, hey, let's get right into the topics. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Quarter number one. Whoa, you know, I've seen some things, I've heard some things, and, you know, it's just not classy for women's football across the board, you know. So this topic is going to be called classy and not assy or trashy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what I'm getting at, Coach, what are you getting at, Coach? You know, you guys know me. My theory has always been that there's no team, there's no league that's super elitist that they cannot, you know, get along or play other teams. But in the past, there's been issues of how to cross the line and possibly set up games to do interleague play. It goes back to when I was in WTFL, the IWFL, and now WFA. And there's three leagues out there right now, and everybody understand that there is. And then, you know, we talk about teams. You know, yeah, we got like 100 women's football teams, but we, in reality, a lot of those teams were started up by members of an existing team or a prior team or a folding team in that same market or different markets. For whatever reason or the other, it just happened. You know, and it's some bad blood out there. And you know, my thing is this, it can be bad blood out there. That's no problem. But you settle it out on the football field. You don't settle it out, you know, in the stands. You don't sell it on these boards and talk smack about each other. You know, real women should be playing real football to deal with the real problem. And winner kicks ass on the field, and that's where it stays and it goes. And I know a lot of you guys heard me talk on other shows and the difference between coaching men and women and commitment and attitude and all the other stuff. And yes, I do put a little bit more on the women's game of the drama, the get backness, the stabbing in the back. I mean, like I said, men do the same thing, but it just highlighted to me on how each one treats each other around here. I treat every team with respect. There's people that I just don't like with certain organizations, but I'm not going to disrespect their organization because I dislike somebody or I felt somebody did something to me wrong, you know. But apparently this weekend some things went down between two former teams in two different leagues, you know. And I'm always promoting, go check out women's football. You know, if you got a bye or you played early and they played late, you know, go support the other team. And apparently some teams went out this weekend, went to go see a game, and I guess some BS broke off up in the stands, and it just became a assy and trashy event. From what I'm hearing. Again, I wasn't there, but that's not how we should be doing this in women's football, coaches, owners, players, you know. I'll always use myself as an example, you know. If I went to the L.A. Amazons in the California Quake game, I'm going to be rooting for the L.A. Amazon. Why? Because Coach Dunk is a buddy of mine, you know. I still haven't beat him yet, you know, but that's just my preference. I'm a fan of the Amazons. If I went to, let's say, Utah Blitz in the Portland Philly game, I'll probably be more in likings of the Portland Phillies just because I'm pretty good friends over the past, what, 6 or 7 months with Coach Lim. But even though me and Coach Cover are also good friends, but I just got a closer relationship. You know, I'm not going to get up in the stands and bash the other team. You know, I'm going to root for the team that I want. I'm not going to probably get buck wild and be all up and doing back flips and stuff. But, you know, I'm going to clap. I just want to see a good game. And, you know, apparently, you know, there were some assy and trashy events that took place. And I've heard this more than once, not just this prior weekend, but other weekends. I know for sure that the Lone Star Mustangs, I know they've gone to at least two Dallas Diamond games. I mean, they're in the same market, two different leagues. But I have not heard them go and trash up any of the Diamond games, you know. I know that Lynn Marie and Coach Mike are good friends, you know, or associates with the ownership of the Dallas Diamonds. And, you know, everybody's respectful of each other, you know. Of course, we would like to play. And I think a lot of that tension could be relieved if allowed to schedule your own schedule outside of your season schedule, you know. Because the bottom line is we get up in the stands and we talk trash because we think we're bigger, better, and more elite than the other team. But we never know, never, ever, 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 ever know unless we get on the field and play them, you know. So as you guys know, I'm a big advocate of cross-league play. It's no big deal to me. I just think it just make it more competitive. I just think it's a lot easier. It's an opportunity for you to play a game prior to your season starting up. You know, I don't see interleague play during the season. I can understand that. I'm just talking about preseason and maybe postseason, you know, like a bowl game or something like that to help create awareness, rivalry, and loosen up some of that tension that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Some of you guys are just all tensed up and just you ain't let it out, but you go to the game and trash it up, you know. So my thing is this. Hey, let's keep it clean out there, women's football. You know what I'm saying? Keep it clean. On the name board, keep it clean. You know, my mama always told me, if I ain't got nothing good to say, then don't say it at all. You know, if you got malice behind your intent of what you got to say, then you shouldn't even be saying it. That's not where we want to go. Should everything be super positive? Hey, yes and no. You got to come with solutions. If the negative or positive is about solutions, then okay. But if you're just sitting there bitching about it and complaining about it or jealous about it, then no. You know. So, again, watch what you do and watch what you say. You know. My thing is a butt whooping is always good on the field than up in the stands. You know, that's part of my recruiting mechanism for some of these ladies that I have. You know, hey, you know, wouldn't you like to hit somebody hard as you could without having to go to jail? That's what the football is all about. You know, it's a gladiator sport. You know, let gladiators become gladiators and play. So you're going to hear me all day, all night say that. You know, there's no need to go to somebody else's field and make an ass out of yourself, because all it's doing is reflecting on what women's football is. So what happens to you is, it's like a Head and Shoulders commercial back in the 70s, you know, when you got the flakes on you, the dandruff, you know. First impression is the last impression of, you know, of you. So if somebody went to the game and, like I said, I wasn't there and there was some trash talking and you this and you that and blah, 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 then that person didn't have a good experience. They're going to feel like they go to all the games and they're not going to have a good experience, you know. But, again, that's just my perspective. That's just my point. You know, if there's anybody out there that want to add to it, you can always dial in anytime and jump on in. You know, like I said, I do a show and it's open to the – it's an open forum type of show. If you choose to want to pop on in, you can pop on in. 347-826-7278. 347-826-7278. I'm trying to go back and forth to the talk. For some reason, my computer ain't working right, so I'm stuck on the Ning board. So, BJ, if you got to communicate with me, please do it through the Ning board. It's a lot easier for me at this point in time. But, again, act classy, not assy or trashy. That's what women's football is all about. Support the other team that's there. And if you don't like what you see, or how come they broke up, or how come they went to another team, then you know what? Be a woman about it. Be a man about it. Talk it up. And then, like I said, settle it on the football field. You know, settle it on the football field. Like I said, I had some team members on my team, Las Vegas Showgirls, decide to leave or was going to leave and start their own team called the NV Heat, something like that, Desert Heat. We just had a celebration of, you know, all the showgirls. I didn't discriminate and not invite them. Matter of fact, four of those players actually showed up. You know, I said hi to them, you know. But like I said, I'm not going to, you know, trash them because they decide they think they can do things better. If that's the truth, then that's fine. But trust me, when they get on the football field, it's going to be a whole different story. I'm going to show them that they should have never left, that you can't beat the best. You just can't do it. And that's just the attitude that I have. That's the attitude that my girls have, and that's the attitude that we're taking forth here this 2010 WFA season. You know, we want to be the best. So put us to the test. Put that rock on my shoulder. I'm definitely going to knock it off. Okay? So that's the attitude. It should be all on the football field, not outside the football field, not on the Ning board, not on the other boards. You know, that's why we came up with the Ning board, so you can have some accountability. Because on the other Yahoo boards and stuff like that, you can be named anything and anybody and had no reference to who and where you're from. You know, at least on the Ning board, if you're trying to, you know, hide behind a cartoon picture and you don't have no affiliation, you know, your words really don't go much. Don't go far. Don't go far at all. And, you know, and that's just the way it is. That is just the way it is. You know, like I said, if I don't have no callers to talk about the classy, not assy and trashy, you know, we can always move on. But like I said, I give everybody an opportunity if they want to speak. Go ahead. Drop those numbers, 347-826-7278. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know, that just gets me pumped up, you know. I'm a poop talker. I talk a lot of crap, you know. That's just the type of player I was back in the day. But it was nothing disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? After the game, you know, we shake hands, hug, yo, I had you, blah, 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 blah. Why you talk about my mama, though, you know? But it was all in fun and games. And then, like I said, the cross-reference between the men's game and women's game has been that, you know? You have held and hold grudges, you know? There's some situations out there that, you know, players are revolting against teams. And it doesn't make any sense. You got to understand what you're playing. You're playing football, people. You know, people are going to yell at you. There's nothing personal. And I tell my girls this all the time. There's nothing personal that comes out of my mouth between practice time, 7:30 to 9:30, or during the game time, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's not personal. It's in the heat of the moment. And afterwards, hey, we can high five, we can talk, laugh, and joke. That's what it's all about, you know. Don't take it so personal. Work it. Work it. Work it. You know. And have an open mind. I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but, you know, some of the players out there, I mean, I got a couple emails a day. Here we are again, 3-0. And I still have players who feel that they either need more playing time, they need more touches, saying what we should be doing in practice. You know, I can take some of that stuff, but listen, I've been around football 35 years out of the 39 years that I've been alive. And I was actually around football 4 years prior to that. Just as an infant, I wasn't taking it in, but I was in film sessions and all that. I'm not trying to say I know everything. I take suggestions. But you got to learn how to listen to your coach. You have to listen. It is a dictatorship, and that's how it works. I know we talked about dictatorship with Coach Ed with the tribe, you know, a couple of shows ago. You know, but that's just been the word. You know, that's been the word. It sounds like I hear some air on the phone. Is that a caller, BJ? All righty. And so I got nobody on. Nobody wants to talk about the assy, not classy. I mean, you know, being classy and not assy was a topic. But anyway, hey, we'll move right along. Because like I said, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and time goes by so fast when you're rocking with Coach Lee. Let's talk about the next subject. Quarter number two. We at the halfway point, yo. We at the halfway point of the season, just that quick. And that's why, I say that and I laugh because we just started 3 weeks ago. We just started 3 weeks ago, April 10th for us, and I think April 3rd for the IWFL, and the season's halfway over. That's why I insist that it should be more games. That's why we should do cross interleague play, whatever, to get 2, 3, 4 more games in prior to our season so that we can be up to point. But, you know, some people are dealing with injuries, and, you know, that was some of the issues of some teams. I got beat up pretty good on the on the pick'em. You know, I got beat up pretty good. Oh, was that last weekend? I think I got everything all mixed up. Yeah, I do. I think I do. That was Amazon's in the Sacramento was last week. My bad. My bad. Sorry about that. Like I said, time goes by so fast. Everything's just all crunched up. You know, but it's halfway through the season, and you know, who's your favorite pick? You know, is it still the preseason polls? Still determining who's gonna be in championship? You know, I got a little beef. I got a little beef here. You know, my team is winning, and we constantly dropping. We started off, you know, number two in the WFA, and the last time I checked, we're number nine. I'm like, what happened? I thought you lose ground once you lose, but apparently it's not. And that's what the polls are all about. It's about controversy. It's about talking, you know, debating, basically. You know, there's 9, 10. I think there's 10 undefeated teams in the WFA. If I get over there real quick, I have to do some quick typing. I got to type with my left hand because I got the phone to my right ear with my right hand. But, yeah, you know, as far as the standings are concerned, let me see. Real quick, I'm not going to go over stats or anything because I know we have the new show on Friday, and I don't want to touch on what, you know, on the stats and information like that. But, you know, my whole thing is it's halfway through the season, and let's see what's going on. You know, we got the Liberty Bells at 3-0 in the National Region Northeast Division. We got the Assault 3-0 in the East Region, and this, again, is a national – the national division of the WFA. In the Mid-Atlantic, you got the Comets 2-0. In the Central, you got the Slam 4-0. In the North Central, you got the Fusion 4-0. You got the Mayhem 3-0. I think they play this weekend. And also in the National, you got the Dixie Blues, who was 4-0. So again, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 undefeated teams still in the National Division. Then you got in the American Division, you got the Outlaws 3-0, you got the Mustangs 3-0, you got the Soul 3-0, you got the Fighting Phillies 3-0, you got the Showgirls 3-0, you got the Warriors 3-0. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams still undefeated. But that would definitely be coming to an end this weekend. I think there's a couple of undefeated teams, including ourselves, with the Pacific Warriors. But like I said, we're halfway through the season. And are your favorites still your favorites? You know, has there been any disappointments? Has there been any surprises? And as I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it as this is what I saw, you know, at the beginning of the season. Just on preseason talk and preseason hype. But, yeah, we've been knocked down as the show girls, and that's just more fuel to the fire to me. That's more bulletin talk, you know. We're not getting respect. That's okay. It's all good. As long as those W's keep on adding up, that's all that matters. The W's that keep adding up is all that matters. And like I said, we are definitely improving week in, week out. And by week 6 and 7, y'all better watch out, you know, because you're rocking 4 quarters with Coach Lee. You know what I'm saying? You are rocking 4 quarters with Coach Lee. And like I said, is your preseason team the team that you thought was going to be where they got to be? Huh? Is it? Let us know. You know, are you undefeated still? Are you still in the playoff hunt? And this is the disadvantage that I don't like about eight-game season. It takes a good coach about 2 or 3 games just to get a new team under his belt. I mean, I'm playing with I got 20 rookies on my team, you know. So we've been definitely feeding them back and forth, getting them playing time because again, we're building for the future. We're not building for one game and winning 100-0 or 65-0. You know, I know I'm exaggerating and everything on the scores, but the bottom line is. The only way we can improve is by playing in games. And if we play in more games, it gets to make it better for the team. Because I know in the playoffs, in the playoffs, it's the best 11. Playoffs? Playoffs? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But when you get down to the playoffs, we got to go with our best. And we can't sit up there and talk about, oh, everybody should be getting equal playing time, or, oh, you know what, make sure she get at least two plays in, or, oh, nuh-uh, you know. We talked about this in prior, you know, it's rules and regulations about coming to practice. It's about all that, you know. But it's all in stride, you know. And it's all about the season. I mean, we're four games into the season, and are we where we want to be? No, we got a long ways to improve. And I tell my girls this each and every week. You know, I know we won the top teams, but we got so much room to get better, ladies. We got to work harder, ladies. We got to make this, if our mission is championship or bust, not just being in championship, but winning the championship or bust, then we need to bust our butts. But we need to bust our tails. But looking at the sheet again, you know, all the teams that I mentioned that are undefeated are kind of the top level teams as of this year. And going to the preseason, I really felt that that the teams that are undefeated will be undefeated. All you got to do is look on the name board. You see me. I even put the playoff structure and everything up there, who's going to win what. You know, when I go over to the other league, IWFL, let me see if I can get my left fingers going quickly here. Let me go to their standings. I don't know if they – here we go. You got Sacramento Sirens. That's probably my biggest surprise right now. I know I played them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and we actually lost to them. What was the score? 21-14. And actually, we lost on the last play of the game where we actually should have caught the ball in the end zone, and the receiver just got a little too happy and hit her in the chest and bounced off. But nightmares, I know. Nightmares are hunting. So in their tier one, you got Sacramento Sirens. 4-0, you got the Amazons, 2-1, got the California Quake, who's already played 5 games. They're 4-1. Portland Shockwave is 3-1. SoCal Scorpions, 2-2. Then when you go over to the Midwest, the biggest surprise that, you know, not many people have talked about, but was the KC Tribe. I had them going undefeated and losing to the Amazons in the conference championship game. But they lost a little early. I guess the forces being very forceful. I think that was their first Tier 1 game, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, you got them. You got the 4-4-0. You got Kansas City, 3-1. Dallas Diamonds, 3-1. And you got the Houston Energy. Now, see, I'm not quite sure how many teams are going to make the playoffs. I think they run a four-team format in the Western Conference. So only four teams are going to make it. So you're talking about it's possibly that the Dallas Diamonds don't make the playoffs. It's possible that California Quake and the Portland Shockwaves don't make the playoffs. You know, I think the biggest surprise over there is the Seattle Majestic being 0-4. You know, I don't know what all took place over there. But, man, I did not envision them being 0-4. In the Eastern Conference, you got Boston Militia. What happened to my screen? Come on now. There we go. They're 4-0. New York Sharks 4-0. You got Pittsburgh Passion 3-1. So those are still playoff vibing teams. In the Southeast, you got Atlanta Explosion at a 4-0, and DC Divas in Baltimore. So, I'm not knowing if they will take three teams out of one conference because they have a better record than the second-place team in the other one. But, like I say, it's a pretty tight race right now. You got Baltimore Nighthawks 3-1. You got the Miami Fury 3-1. So, once again, I don't know the complexity there, but it is some games that are going to take effect this weekend that are going to definitely iron out the playoffs. So, hold on, what is that? Anyway, we're talking about the halfway point, and like I said, teams are still fighting and hunting. I know we got a big game this weekend, and we're definitely getting ready for our matchup with the Warriors. And just like all the other teams out there, I'm pretty sure everybody is getting together. I have not put up this week's schedules as of yet. Like I said, today at work, our computers are all down. So I haven't been on the meeting board. I haven't been on no Facebook. I haven't been to check my emails, anything, you know, to rock this show with. But as I look at the schedule for week number 5 or week 6 for IWL, it should be week 6. You got Dallas and Atlanta. That should be a very important game. If Dallas lose that game, they're definitely out the playoffs. What else am I looking at? DC Divas are fighting for their lives against the Baltimore Nighthawks. You got Carolina Queens, who are trying to get back on the winning path. They play against the Carolina Phoenix. What else we got here? And the Amazons go up to Portland, so they should take care of their business there. Let me switch back over to the WFA board real quick. Week number, what is it, week 5 for us? Man, time is just going by too fast. The season just started, and it's going by so fast. All right, here we go, week 5 WFA. I'm just picking the teams that the games that have meaning. I think the Speed and the Karma have some playoff implications going on there. You've got the Fusion and the Mayhem, two undefeated teams playing each other. Let's see who else. Oh, Lone Star Mustangs and the Outlaws. That's definitely I'm keeping my eye out on that because the way the playoffs is structured, you know, there's three teams from the West Coast that we make the playoffs. One team from the Northwest, two teams from the Southwest. And then in Texas, there's three teams from the Texas division and one from the South, which I think the Soul is going to go ahead and get that. And they'll wind up playing the wild card. They play the wild card in that division. And then, like I said, the second place team in my Southwest division goes and plays one of the Texas teams. So it's very important that, you know, we win out so that we can have a home game. And we're one of the playing the winner of the Northwest division. So it'll be 1-1. The number 2 from our division will go and play a number 1 in Texas. And then the second place Texas team will play, I'm saying, the Soul. I actually wrote this information down of my predicaments. And because I'm not at work, of course, it's all in my bag, and I ain't got time in my bag. So I'll let it be. But I think I got it memorized. Because I just do it like that. You rocking four quarters of Coach Lee, you can always call me at 347-826-7278. My playoff predictions, again, in the WFA, because that's where we play, or that's where I play, I see my first-round opponent being the Portland Phillies. I think they're going to go ahead and take the Northwest Division. So that, and of course, I'm assuming, and I'm not assuming, I'm knowing that we're going to take the Southwest. So we'll be number 1, they'll be number 1. And since we play them head-to-head and we're going to beat them, not arrogance, just confidence, that's all. Not arrogance, just confidence that we'll be having a home playoff game. The Warriors will be playing the Mustangs. And I think the Outlaws will be second place and they will go and play on the road and go play the Soul. So that is my prediction for the American Conference playoffs. Of course, I'm looking at beating the Portland Phillies. I'm looking at the Mustangs beating the Warriors and the Soul. And I feel like I'm missing another team. Somewhere around there, I'm missing another team. But you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm predicting that the Showgirls and the Mustangs will be playing in the conference championship game. Of course, I said Showgirls are going to win that. We're going to win championship, and we're going to be playing against the Liberty Bells. I think the Liberty Bells is the hottest team on the East Coast right now. Roach is her name, last name, is one awesome player. I have not seen many of her statue speed and shiftiness. I've got film on her, and I'm like, ooh-wee. She's one bad man, majama. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that is somebody that you definitely got have to stop out on the football field. But like I said, you know, you can call in. You're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. That's 347-826-7278. Once you get into the on your call, just push one and pound, and let us know your area code, and we drop you in and booyah. You are in. You can speak. You can talk. You can do what you got to do. All right, let's go ahead. It's halftime. I'm actually taking a red vine break. I don't know if you can hear me chewing on it, but I didn't have lunch today. It was a terrible day. When you go to work and nothing works, and then I work out in the sticks, the boondocks, the boonies, and it's like, wow, you know, it's really nothing to do. It was a beautiful day, a little windy here. Like I said, I work about 75, 80 miles just northeast of Las Vegas, so I drive out of Vegas in the middle of nowhere, a place called Logandale. Yeah, Logandale, Overton, Moapa Valley. But anyway, I had to eat a little something, get something on my tummy yummy. But because it's halftime. That's what we do at halftime. We got to refresh. We got to get, you know, we got to talk about some of the adjustments. We got to talk about what's going down, what's going on, you know. But anyway, let's move on. Quarter number three. Quarter number three, I'm handing over to the Ning board. And I am talking about some promotion stuff. You know, as you guys know, I love marketing football. I love marketing women's football. But what kills me is the fact that every team out there is supposed to film. I'll say this, at least the home team of every game should be filming the game. And I don't know what the issue is with somebody putting up a few highlights of your games. How is somebody going to know about your team if you don't even have a highlight reel? I ain't talking about 20-minute highlights. You know, sometimes I go overboard because I do it around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I look up, and it's already been, you know, 7 minutes of highlights. I'm like, wow, I got to cut it down because it ain't too many songs that can go 7 minutes. But, you know, I try to make it exciting. And I just think that we're being lazy, you guys. We really are. If every team is responsible for filming the game, there's somebody after your team that got media player or some kind of movie maker or some kind of, you know, film editing program on, even on the basic computer, has a basic, you know, add pictures and video and music. Even if it's music on the computer, it ain't got to be, you know, something you made up. But, man, that got to be my pet peeve right now. The Ning board has been up going on 2.5 years now. Has it been 2.5 years? Yeah, since 2008. Yeah, September 2008. So it'll be 2 years this September. And I will say that I put up probably about 65% of all the videos up on the board. Be it that I surf around and look, you know, through YouTube or the other, any other sites. But, you know, I'm proud of my team. Are you? I'm proud of my ladies. Are you? Because it's like an embarrassment. If you can't put together a good product and you can't put together a highlight reel, how do you expect people to come and see you if they ain't never seen you? With this type of media, we can do our own media coverage. You know? That's what the Ning board is all about. If you invite your fans to the board, they can see all the other teams. They can see other players that got skills. You know? And they can also demand. I mean, I was listening to ESPN this morning on my way to work, and they were talking about, what was Colin talking about today? He was talking about fans that are shafted or shifted or something to the fact where they're getting scammed by rooting on a team that's no good. And I think the Cleveland Browns were the number one team. You know, the other teams are good because their fans demand more out of management. The other teams are good because the fans demand more out of the players. you know. But if you're a Clipper fan or a Cleveland Brown fan or a Maple Leaf fan, you know, you just settle for what you got and you can go to the game with a paper bag on your head. You're not happy with the product, but you just go anyway. So my thing is this. We must be ashamed of what we do because we sure don't expose it anywhere on the internet. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I don't sleep. If you guys come on the board, you'll see my name on there 24/7. If you go to Facebook, you'll see me on there 24/7. I just switch back and forth. I'm just waiting on the ding, ding. Let me know if somebody's on there talking to me. You know? But that's real. That's real. I think we're embarrassed of our own product. That we don't put it out there. We're wearing paper bags to our games, guys. We are wearing paper bags to our own games. I mean, here we are in a forum that, but women's football, for women's football, about women's football, and we still don't highlight ourselves. We also, you know, same thing with the stats. I'm the first one to do, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I love stats. You know, the first thing I was able to do this weekend was to tell my normally second-string quarterback what type of job she did this weekend. She threw for a career high in every statistical category. This was the first time she ran the ball 13 times for 147 yards and one touchdown. She threw the ball 16 times, completed 12 for 210 yards and two touchdowns. Do you know, what, 19-year-old, what type of confidence they're going to have when the coach had the stats ready for them the next morning? I text her the first thing in the morning once I got a chance to watch the film. Because that's a confidence builder, you know. But some things out there, you know, you just give the ball to one person. So why would your teammates want to see the stats? Well, such and such got the ball 45 times this game. You know, we spread the ball around, and that's a motivating situation for us. Matter of fact, every Thursday practice, we have a Captain Crunch player of the game and Captain Crunch hitter of the game. And what you saying about Coach Lee? Captain Crunch? Yeah, Captain Crunch. I went out, Smith had a sale on cereal, Captain Crunch. And I went and bought, what was it? 10 for 10, so they were a dollar a box. I went out and bought 50 boxes of Captain Crunch. If you look in my pantry, my kids think I'm crazy. I got 50 boxes of Captain Crunch. But it's a motivator. Whoever had the hardest hit, you get a box of Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch player of the game gets a box. And the girls go crazy over a box of Captain Crunch cereal. You know, they go around and get people to autograph it. They date it, you know. Some don't eat the Captain Crunch. Some do right there. Some share. You know, that's another a good thing, you know, when you know about a player is the fact that you sharing your award with your teammates. It's called bonding. It's called bonding. I see him out the practice eating some dry cereal. Everybody's like, I got a piece of that Captain Crunch. Yes, you did. You know, but it's a bonding moment. It's a pride moment. And when I'm talking about pride, I'm talking about pride in women's football. Got to elevate your game. I know BJ's talking about it all the time. Teams, make sure you get your stats up. Teams, make sure you get your stats up. Same thing with the update on your website. I've been to some websites that ain't been changing. They still got 2009 scheduled up there. I don't care if it's just a paragraph. Hey, we won our game 41-0. And here are the people that scored. That's all. It's just information. Which makes it even easier is if you do the highlight film and smack it on your website and say, here, there it is. That's our game. We won. You can see for yourself. Have pride in yourself. Have pride in your team. Have pride in your coaches. Have pride in your league. That's great. But you got to explain it and put it out there. You got to put it out there. I'm being reminded there's also the tweet box. You know, they can add a text box on top of their own page or whatever. You got to do it. You ain't got to be computer sound. I'm not. I learn every day. I feel so old. I was telling BJ that on my way in. I feel so old. You know, I got an updated phone, but I ain't got time to read that thick book about how this works and this application, that application. Just give me where I can push call, send, and text. That's all I need. All that other stuff, I don't need no GPS. I know where I'm going. Just give me the simple stuff. But that's all you got to do on your website. Put up a picture. Put up some stats. Put up a video. Put up some stats. Yes, I do text. I definitely text. I'm just responding to one of the people on the meeting board. Do you text, Coach? Yes, I do. Yeah, my daughter got me texting. So, you know, she's 11, and she got me this phone, matter of fact. She had to upgrade. I had a flip phone. That's how long ago I got a phone. So she upgraded me, and it's all good. But you got to upgrade your website, you know. I try not to be a one-man show like I'm doing here. I try to send stuff out to people and let them do it, but I often get disappointed that it doesn't either get done because they feel they don't have time or it's not done the way that I like it to be done. So that's why I take the initiative to do all the things that I do and sleep 2 or 3 hours a day or night or morning because there's enough time for everybody to get anything done if you choose to do that. Just put your priorities in order. And we shouldn't be 10 years into women's football talking about update your website or update your stats. You know, if you go to my stats, I mean to my website, lvshowgirlswithaz.com, I got every girl that's played on my football team on their all-time showgirl list. Okay? I have the top five in each category. You know, because I'm not going to go any deeper than that. If you don't make the top five, then oh well. But at least you got some numbers to talk about. You know? You got to do that. And that, you know, especially if you got a full organization, if you got board members and you got all this other, hell, I'm like Jamaican man, you know what I'm saying? I'm the janitor, I'm the coach, I'm the film distributor, I'm the website builder, I'm the PR person, I'm the picture taker, I'm the organizer, I'm the coach. I call offensive plays, I call defensive plays, you know, I do special teams. You know, I'm not saying everybody has to be me and do all the things that I do, but if one person can accomplish all those things, and you supposedly have a board of directors, and you supposedly have people that work for you, it should be done. My team gets pissed off at me at our home games. I get pissed off at myself at my home games, you know, because I want everything to be perfect, that I allow the girls to go out there and warm up, but I have other coaches. They know what goes on. I prefer to be on the road every game. That way I ain't got to worry about the gates, the tickets, the locker rooms, the snacks, the bananas, the oranges, the, you know, the water, the snack bar, the, you know, but it gets done. But I don't see why teams don't have updated websites. I don't see why teams don't have updated stats. You know, so again, if you know, want to jump on in and you want to, you know, vent a little bit, talk a little bit, you know, debate a little bit, you can always call in 347-826-7278. Make sure you press 1 and pound. Booyah, you'll be on. But again, it's on you. You know, some of the players can help out. Some of the players can help out. They're just not football players. They're just not football players. Everybody has some kind of skill, to be marketing, be it design, be it organizing, be it graphics, be it flyers. I insist that my players, I tell them, I said, we're one big street team. If somebody got skills to do a flyer, just pass it by me so I can see it to make sure that it's okay and it's appropriate. And then I'm shooting that out, say, let's go. All right, everybody, hey, make 20 copies at work. If you got 50 girls and they all make 20 copies, what's that? Is that 1,000? Yeah, that's 1,000 copies, 1,000 flyers at no cost to you. So, again, yes, I'm being used. Yes, we're going to be used, but we got to take that paper bag off our heads. We can't be the Aints, you know. We can't be the Aints. Now, they're the Saints now, but at one time they were the Aints. And right now, women's football ain't cutting it. I'm calling out all coaches. You ain't cutting it. I'm calling out all owners. You ain't cutting it. I'm calling out all players. You ain't cutting it. And I'm definitely calling out all fans because you're not demanding it from your team. You ain't making it. You ain't cutting it. You know, we all make mistakes. That's all fine. But you ain't making it. I'm using that ain't, because it ain't happening. I don't know why, but we all think we're the greatest. We all think we're the elitist. But how come we're not making that bottom line? How come we're not promoting? I had offered every team out there a banner that had www.womenstacklefootballgroup.neem.com. All I asked was for an address to send it off to you. Probably got two responses. That's all I sent out. Luckily, I didn't order them based on me knowing that not all 100 teams wasn't gonna respond. I would have had a garage full of womenstacklefootball.neem.com banners. That would have been funny. That would have been real funny. You know, I've seen some responses on the Neem board about, hey, we need some people to help out on Sunday show. You know, that's sickening, too. To listen in to a show and nobody call in to give any updates of what's going on. What is this, top secret? If you got your butt whooped, you got your butt whooped. If you won, you won. Call in. How many other news stations are out there asking to request you to talk on their show or be on their show or be able to send your own press release and get it exposed out on this? It ain't many. Again, it's a pride factor. We're halfway through the season. I know I'm going backwards again, but we're halfway through the season. How many people out there, new fans, are here now? How many new fans have come to your game? Is it the same old crowd? Is it the same old mamas and sisters and brothers, uncles, aunties, grandma? Have you been to a different elementary school to try to get them to come to your game? Have you gone to the junior college to try to get them to go to your game? You know, I'm in Vegas. I have a lot to deal with. We had one of the biggest fights in the world here this past Sunday. I mean Saturday. And a lot of people decided to stay home. That's fine. That is fine. But you know what? We still had three. We still had three, you know, a little over 300, 350, something like that was the official count. That's not including the other people who paid to get in. But the fact is, there were a lot of new fans. There were a lot of new fans. But you got to take pride in what you're doing, ladies, gentlemen, coaches, marketing directors. Stop wearing a paper bag on your head and being shameful of the fact that you're involved in women's football. I boast and brag every day about women's football. I have nothing but literature on me every day and where I go. You know, this old dog learns new tricks. You know, I give it up for the Blitz. The Blitz had it going on out in Utah. You know, I gave them a few of the media guys, and they did it to a T, to how they want it, 16 pages, and they doing one every game. Guess what I did? I changed my model. I said, I'm not going to do one big media guy. I want something that's current and up-to-date. Make me have to do more work because we play another game this week and I got to have everything done by Wednesday in order for it to be printed up and, you know, delivered on Sunday. On Saturday. But you got to go that extra mile. You got to go that extra step. You got to. You have to. Even goes back to the first quarter topic of being assy and trashy and not classy. Like I said, I don't care what somebody's done to me. If they're playing football, I'm there for football. Now, if they're playing against another team and I decide to cheer for the other team, then that's my prerogative. I can do that. I paid my money to get in. But I'm not going to go there and trash up another person's venue or fight with somebody or make a mockery out of myself up in the stands, because that's how it's going to be appeared that all women's football games are. Every team out there is a model, a role model, that is. And you must step your game up. Shut your mouth and step your game up. If you're mad because another team has got started and you hating on them, then play them. That's the quickest way to find out who's the best team. Play them. Find a way. Meet up in the park. You ain't got to make an announcement. Just do it. Trust me, it's a lot better afterwards. Either you got your butt whooped or you whooped somebody's butt. I know as a kid when I had a fight, boy, I was more nervous leading up to the fight, you know. When I was in junior high school and got in trouble at nutrition time and we're about to get in a fight, like, I got you after school, homeboy. Well, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, so now I'm going from 9 o'clock to 2:30 thinking about this doggone fight. We would have just got it over with. We could have went ahead and went to the detention office, sat in there for two classes, and then went about our way. But instead, we walking around, everybody's hooting and hollering, da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're not doing your classwork and all the other stuff. I know I'm on a tangent, but you know what? That's just how I am. I'm Coach Lee. I rock four quarters like that. That's how I do this. I want to make it so that you understand where we're coming from, where we got to go. You know, don't get up there and woof-woof up in the stands. It's got to be done on the field. So, again, going back to the first quarter, act classy, not assy or trashy. You heard it from Coach Lee, because that's how I do this. But you got to have pride. You know, and that's funny, too. It was actually Pride Weekend here in Vegas. And, you know, hey, I'm open to everybody's lifestyle. I don't shut my eyes to nothing. You know, if that's how you feel and that's how you what you want to do, that's up to you. You got every dime of your fiber can do what you want to do. You know? Wow, that music in the background? Man! Time is just flying, boy. I still got three red vines left to smack them. But you know, like I said, the lesson of the day is that we got to go out there and get it done. Whatever team you're with, you got to get out there and get it done. You know, I'm expecting both championship games to be packed. You want to compete, then let's see who got the best championship game. Let's see who got the most people at the All-Star game. Because that's elevating women's football. That is elevating women's football. Not staying at home being selfish. You don't want to be selfish. Because the more selfish you are, the less likely women's football is going to succeed. If there's somebody out there teaching, preaching, making it happen, you need to be around it. If you want to get better football player, you need to take your butt to a camp. It ain't got to be the women's football camp, but it better be something. I just know that's the only one out there for you. But like I said, it's only getting bigger and better. But we want to get rid of those losers out there and those haters out there. Y'all don't need to be a part of women's football. Coaches, owners, players, you know who you are. I called you out. You make it happen. Turn your life around, make it right, and do the damn thing. I'm a hustler of football. Y'all know that. That's why I got the Public Enemy number one song. That's me, Public Enemy number one. I just speak my mind, I talk the truth. I ain't got to put nobody on blast. I ain't got to call you out. You know who I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm at home. I'm about to go get my grub on. I'll see you guys next Monday. Don't forget, Women's Football Camp and Conference, get there. Be there. Peace. I'm Coach Lee.